The insurance giant Aetna Incorporated is collecting data on the racial and ethnic backgrounds of some of its 14 million health plan members. An article in today's Wall Street Journal says Aetna plans to use the information to study the differences in how white and minority patients get medical care and to find ways to narrow the gap. The company risks facing sensitive issues of patient privacy and racial profiling. Reporter Ron Winslow wrote the article, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The study by Aetna is a huge undertaking, but the company was doing it quietly. Why?
Well, they actually just started doing it, and they haven't, they're intending to let people know about it. They're just, they've recognized this is a pretty sensitive issue, and they've been working at it for a couple of years to try to figure out how to roll it out.
Aetna says there's a serious disparity in how whites and minority patients receive medical care. You have some examples?
Well, there's a lot of data that's been generated over the past decade or so. This hasn't come from Aetna. This comes from a lot of government reports and a lot of research from academic institutions around the country. For instance, African American patients are much less likely. Who have heart disease are much less likely to get bypass surgery, for instance, or angioplasty procedures to clear out their arteries. African Americans are much more likely to have cancer diagnosed at late stages in the disease when it's more difficult to treat successfully. There's a lot more diabetes and obesity in some of the minority populations. And so it's really across the board. Problem in the healthcare system.
And the quality of care follows, it even affects well-to-do blacks.
It is. That's one of the really sort of counterintuitive points that a big study by the Institute of Medicine found last year is that these disparities, while clearly associated with socioeconomic status, persist even after researchers adjust for those kind of factors. And so, you know, people who are working in the same company, with similar jobs, similar incomes, and so forth, similar insurance coverage, may still have, still face inequities when it comes to dealing with the healthcare system.
Well, what can Aetna do to help eliminate the difference once it reviews the data?
Well, they're hoping to get this information. One thing they'd really like to do is compare patients. As they go through an episode of care, say, what is it like to undergo treatment for asthma for a year, and how you encounter the healthcare system, they may find differences in how patients access specialists. They may find, the differences in how people, refill prescriptions, whether they use emergency rooms as opposed to primary care doctors, those sorts of things. And they believe that if they can illuminate those differences within their membership, then they might be able to take action with physicians, with education materials, other interventions that they might be able to help narrow those differences.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ron Winslow.